Good morning. Today is a continuation of what we saw yesterday, talking about throwing away leftover food after we've eaten. For example, on our plate, we have leftover whatever it may be. Didn't want to finish the guacamole, a little bit pasta left over on the plate. Can that be thrown out, or is that a problem of bal tashchis, wasting, and also a related problem of bizui ochlim, that it is disgraceful to throw that food, especially if we're talking about bread, but not necessarily only talking about bread. So cleaning off the plate, cleaning off the table, people left over stuff, can it be thrown out? So the Eitz HaSadeh, and this we saw yesterday, and we saw an important machlokis in this regard. You have to be careful. In fact, based on the Shulchan Aruch, there's a prohibition to throw away food if it's at least the size of a kazayis. That's considered something more significant. If it is edible, don't throw it out. Don't throw it out. And we had a machlokis. Is it an option to put it into a bag by itself, not throwing into your typical garbage? That would be just throwing it away, wasting it, a disgrace to the food, bizui ochlim. But how about if you put it in a more dignified way, in a separate bag, put all the food, the leftovers, etc., into a separate bag, and together you can put that into the garbage. So that's a machlokas. We saw the Mishnah Halachos that said that's not going to work because ultimately it's winding up in the garbage with everything else. Everything's stinky and smelly, and it is being thrown in the garbage even though it's in its separate bag. But we did have as well the view of Diane Fisher and Rev Eliashiv that if we do have leftover food, if you just throw it into the garbage, that is problematic. That is usur. What should be done accordingly is to put it into its separate bag, and that would be acceptable, even if it's the size of a kazayis, even if it's bread, put it in its separate bag. And today we're going to continue in a similar vein, talking about maybe different options, options and the alternatives to this. So we're going to continue in the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh, and he says that the Achronim wrote, Shilaket ha-peirurin ha-pukti mikazayis. When it comes to peirurin, literally crumbs, but that are smaller than the size of the kazayis, so it could be little pieces of food, as long as it's smaller than a kazayis, you can give that to the birds. So feeding to the birds, that would be acceptable. If we just have human food that can be eaten by humans, it's all fresh and has not gone bad, don't feed that to the animals. But if it's our leftover food and it's less than a kazayis, that is an option to feed it to the birds, feed it to the animals. And he continues and says, there are those who are of the opinion that nowadays, that it's not the derech that we feed the birds. We're not out there giving our leftovers, finding the birds, leaving outside. And accordingly, they're of the view that minag lahakel, we can be lenient, lizrak lahashba, to throw into the garbage. Shiyare pchas shenim asu ktsat ma'achiles adam. As long as it's gone a little bit bad, it doesn't have to be that it's totally inedible, but it's partially inedible, then it would be sufficient to throw it into the garbage. So in that vein, we're going to see three different views, not necessarily that are debating each other, but three different opinions in this regard. So we're going to start out with Rav Scheinberg Zastal, and he says as follows, Da'af shemuta lizrak peirurin pachos mikazayis la'ashpa, even though mikardim, it's permitted to throw crumbs into the garbage as long as they are less than a kazayis, but what you should be doing is wrapping them up, treating them properly, but less than a kazayis, you could put it in the garbage in its own separate bag. Nonetheless, it's preferable to feed them to the animals rather than throwing them into the garbage. So that was the view of Rav Scheinberg. If you have a preference between throwing the small stuff into the garbage in a separate bag and feeding them to the animals, preferable to feed them to the animals. Feed the little stuff, less than a kazayis, all those crumbs that are left over, to the animals. Rav Chaim Kanievsky talks about when you have food that is left over from children, and that's a fairly common thing. They take too much. They decide they don't want this. It's too spicy. They lost their appetite. They had big eyes to start with, and then it never gets finished. So what do you do in that instance? So he says as follows, that the minhag is to be lenient and to throw the food out, the leftovers from kids, even if it's more than a gazayis. Again, even if it's more than a gazayis, but that applies she'enam ru'uyin la'achilas adam mishum de'me'iseh. That's talking about when other people wouldn't eat it. It's not roy to be eaten by people. I'm not talking about animals. Animals would eat it, but people wouldn't eat it because it got a little bit gross. That's ma'us, a little bit disgusting, and got a little bit ruined. in front of the kid, got the ketchup all over it, got mixed up together, just no one would really touch it. Sha'afo bishim ruim la'ofos, even though the animals would eat it, mikomakam bismaneinu ein derech la'nicham lifnei ofos, because nowadays our derech is not that we're feeding the ofos, the birds. If we have food from a child that got a little bit unedible, it's not very appetizing, then we can be lenient and throw it out, even if it's more than a kazayis. But he does say in the end of the day, tzarach iyun ketzas al zeh. We have to really look into that. Not so simple a psak. But here we have that something that has gotten somewhat inedible, not totally inedible, but somewhat inedible, well, people aren't jumping to eat it, then we could be lenient, at least if that food comes from a kid, and even if it's more than a kazayis. Now, we may actually take a step more than that. The Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, he says as follows, Tzidet shamachal shelefi ha-hash'ara lo yemish yachilenu. If you look at the food, then you can estimate, appraise that food, and you say, I don't think I'm going to realistically find somebody who's going to eat this food. It's left over on somebody's plate, and to find somebody who's going to eat it, it's not going to happen. That is considered li'ibud already. That is kaholech li'ibud. That is going to be wasted. It's not going to be used. You know, inevitably, although today it's still edible, but no one wants to eat it, it's just going to sit there. Even if you put it in the fridge, it's going to sit there for 7 days. It's going to start growing mold. And you know you're going to be throwing it out. And accordingly, because you know in the end of the day, it's going to be thrown out. There would not be a problem throwing it out now as well. So it's a fascinating concept here that something you know will not have a buyer. It's not going to have an eater. Somebody's not going to be interested in eating it. It's just going to waste away anyway. You can just throw it out now. And he brings a fascinating, fascinating proof when it comes to truma. Truma has to be protected. There's an Isser Mishmeres Truma. Still, you have to be protecting the Truma so it doesn't go bad, so it doesn't get destroyed and the like. And nonetheless, there's a Gemara Psachim Yud Gimel An Mid Alev that talks about what happens when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So it's Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat your chametz still, at least in the morning on Shabbos, because it's Erev Pesach still. But what are you going to do with the Truma? The truma, you could, in theory, be eating it on Shabbos as well, up in the morning at least, until the time that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. But there's a concern that you're not going to find people who can eat truma, because only Kohanim, it's a limited audience that's going to be able to eat it. And accordingly, what you would do is you would burn that truma, it's chametz, before Shabbos. So you're burning it early. Why? Shekvar bikshu lehem ochlim v'lo matzu. You search for people who want to eat it. You don't find people who are wanting to eat it. Accordingly, in the end of the day, it's going to go to waste, because if you wait for Shabbos, you're going to have to flush it down the toilet. You're going to have to get rid of it somehow, because you're going to have an isra of chametz. So we say that because you don't find people to eat it, you're actually allowed to destroy it early. You're allowed to burn it on Erev Shabbos. That's not even on. It's the 2 days before Pesach. Pesach we're talking about is going to be Saturday night. So you can eat it on Saturday. But we're saying when it comes to Truma, you can actually burn it on Friday. That's early. That's destroying food. And that's the same concept here. Because you don't have somebody who's going to eat it. Accordingly, you're allowed to burn it early. It's going to be going bad anyway. It's going to be wasted anyway. It's going to have to be destroyed anyway. So I can destroy it even earlier. So that's what he says. And this is the case that even in the case where you could conjure up in a very distant way, maybe I'm going to have a guest stop by and maybe they'll eat this leftover food. We don't have to go that far. Under reasonable circumstances, if we estimate that in all likelihood, in all reality, this food is not going to be eaten. It's going to go bad. We're not talking about truma. We're talking about our situation with the leftover food. We have this food that's left over and there are no takers for it right now. So typically we said, still, it's edible, you can't just throw it out, but if you reasonably believe that it's highly unlikely that you're going to find somebody to eat this food, then you would be able to throw it out then anyway. The Kasav and the Stipler wrote as follows, the Kisla Las Yaakov, that this is the reason, Shein Isra Bi'ibu Peruin Pachos Mikazai, it's the same reason that there is no prohibition when you have leftovers that are left less than the size of the Kazayis, because in all likelihood, it's going to be wasted anyway. So that's why less than a kazayis is going to go you're not going to have somebody to eat it. You're going to have no takers for it. You can go bad. So maybe we can expand that concept in general, even if it's more than a kazayas. Food that we don't have somebody coming. We don't expect guests to come over. No family members are going to be eating this. Accordingly, especially if it's a little bit dirty and ruined, if it was a kid, but we're talking not only kids here, if it is going to be wasted, then you can throw it away now, and it would not violate the prohibition. So apparently that is the most lenient view that we have seen, but when it comes to good food that is on a plate, that somebody just took too much and has a good amount of broccoli or cauliflower, mizonos, pasta on the plate and just took too much, and it's still good. It's still good, then that should be put in the fridge and should be eaten at a later point. We're really talking about ideally when we have smaller amounts or we have something that's going to go bad. You know no one's going to eat it. In that situation, then maybe we have a basis to be lenient. The Kilas Yaakov that one would be able to put in the garbage. But again, put it in a separate bag. Put it in a separate bag so we're not just throwing it directly into the garbage. That is the way to dispose of that still edible food. Have a wonderful day.